Nurses rallied midday Monday outside Albany Medical Center. They've authorized a potential strike over their ongoing contract dispute with the hospital. Their union representative, New York State Nurses Association's John Hamelin, says negotiations with Albany Med have stalled as nurses accuse administrators of privately cutting their hours, staffing, and salaries, as well as limiting their input over safety measures during the coronavirus pandemic.
They've been working at this for more than 2 years. And today on Labor Day, we have the support of a number of different organizations from the Capital Region, including the Capital District Area Labor Federation and the U.S. Steelworkers.
Lisa Case is a registered nurse who works in the hospital's operating room.
We have been working tirelessly, especially through the COVID. Their AMC is trying to make us out as the heroes, but yet they've, you know, they're still understaffed. They're still they took away our merit increases for a year, and we're still having things held from us. And, you know, we love working here, and this is why we're fighting so hard to get this contract.
Under the new authorization, nurses could go on strike in as soon as 10 days if an agreement is not reached.
We have the supermajority vote, so we have the majority that we can strike. We have the option that we can give them the notice to strike. However, you know, we haven't given the notice yet. Our goal is not to strike. We would like to settle the contract.
Albany Med responded to a request for comment by email, stating in part, quote, Albany Med continues to negotiate in good faith with the New York State Nurses Association. Our 2,500 nurses are the heart of our organization. We are concerned that NYSNA did not request a special events permit as required by law for this picket from the City of Albany, particularly when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend collaboration with state and local health officials for events and gatherings. Such a permit would provide important information, such as the particular site of picketing. We would have hoped Albany Common Council President Corey Ellis, who is also NYSNA's upstate political director, respected this guidance for security and safety during the pandemic. Corey Ellis could not be reached for comment.